You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Friday, May 10th. Bruce Lerman has been ordered by the courts to cover almost all of Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson's legal costs from his failed defamation case. The decision came down this afternoon, Justice Michael Lee awarding costs in favour of Network 10 on an indemnity basis for most of the trial. This means Lerman has been ordered to pay approximately 90% of Network 10's legal costs. An exact numerical figure will be determined at a later date. Justice Lee said there are no real winners in this litigation, as even though Network 10 justified their claim of rape against Lerman, the court found the network's conduct during the infamous Project interview to not be justifiable. Earlier this week, the court was told that Lerman won't be needing to pay his own legal costs due to a prior deal he made with the firm who represented him. Police have warned universities there is a strong likelihood of violence if student encampments are not disbanded and counter-protests are left uncontrolled. It comes amid police reportedly responding daily to complaints at camps, with protests at university campuses across the country, particularly in Melbourne and Sydney. Hundreds of students have pitched tents and staged sit-ins since April, saying they won't move until their institutions cut ties with Israel and associated weapons manufacturers. Homelessness has surged across the country, particularly New South Wales, as the state's housing crisis pushes an increasing number of people onto the streets. The annual street count released today revealed a 25% spike in the tally of people sleeping rough. Homelessness Minister Rose Jackson says the figures were unprecedented but not unexpected. The government has vowed to look at every option to tackle the housing crisis, including a thorough review of short-term accommodation rules and the rise in Airbnb tourist rentals. Lastly, in celebrity news, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are expecting their first child together. A representative for Hailey confirmed to the Associated Press that the model is just over 6 months pregnant. The couple announced the news on their respective Instagram pages with corresponding posts, also confirming they renewed their wedding vows this week. That's your evening news headlines. On Monday's episode, we delve into baby names. We love finding out the origins of our parents' decisions to pick our names, but for many of us, our names end up on the list of most popular monikers. We find out what the next generation of Aussie kids will be called, and we look back at the waves of Madison's, Jack's, and Sophia's before. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.